This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here they come, cruising up your street. They get the funniest looks from everyone they meet. Hey, hey, it's Free Talk Live.
Here we are.
People say we do a live talk radio program where you can call in and take control of the airwaves.
You can.
The telephone number to do so,
most won't,
is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Yeah, there's still this radio stigma, I guess, to folks
radio
who...
Radio stigma.
Yeah, to folks who call it
a Queen song. All we hear is radio stigma.
Folks get nervous, is really all I'm saying, when they call into radio shows.
Oh, yeah, it's
not everybody.
That's not stigma, that's anxiety. Stigmas is when you're either, you're stigmatized when you're shamed for something, and
right, but people become all sorts of self-conscious knowing that their voice is being broadcast.
Self-consciousness is not stigma. Stigma is related to judgment made about the person, either by himself or by somebody else.
Mm. Thank you, Captain Vocabulary.
Citizen Arcane.
I sit corrected.
Nobody knows big words.
No, nobody certainly does.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Pneumonoaltermicroscopic silica volcanoconiosis.
Ooh, wow.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
I had to spell that once. It's also known as black lung.
Oh, man.
It's the disease of inhaling quartz dust.
Oof.
Miners, not M-I-N...
Quartz of the stuff.
O-R-S, but
even
M-I-N-E-R-S.
A pint of dust will mess you up.
Yes. So coal miners and other assorted miners, M-I-N-E-R-S, not M-I-N-O-R-S.
Gotcha.
Would get this disease. And so pneumonoultramicroscopic
black
volcanoconiosis is the...
Damn.
The actual term for it, but nobody could pronounce that or remember how to spell it or whatever.
I mean, good God, if you had the bloody disease, you couldn't keep your breath up long enough to say that word. That's just cruel. That's like naming Lisp what they did. So if you've got one, you can't say it. That's just cold.
Hey, I got some numbers for you.
Yeah, so in the previous segment, we were talking about the number of folks killed.
Well, we didn't know.
By police. And
yeah.
Throughout time, there have
nobody
been,
knew.
There have been websites and studies and all this sort of thing put up, and now you have data.
Yeah, because nobody had said in the last segment that he thought maybe the number of police shootings and abuses had gone down in 2020 due to all the hubbub in the summertime, the protests, for instance, et cetera.
Since they burned down the police station in Minneapolis.
Suggesting that somehow these
that
things were
such joy to watch.
That somehow these things, I don't disagree, it was fun to watch that, but but unfortunately it hasn't done anything to slow the police violence. According to mappingpoliceviolence.org, police killed 1,127 people in the year 2020, compared to, because you got to compare it, to 2019. According to prisonpolicy.org, the police killed 1,099 people in 2019, and in 2018, I saw that it was just below 1,000. So it's been about 1,000 a year, but it's been rising over the last few years. So actually, the police killings went up in the year 2020 as compared to the previous 2 years.
What was the number in 2020?
2020, according to mappingpoliceviolence.org, it is 1,127 people in the United States. That does not include the rest of the planet.
1,127.
That is correct. More than in 2019 and 2018.
I'm looking for the date.
You know, there used to be some sites that tracked this sort of thing.
It is. It's mapping
police violence. Nobody else. It's still. Okay, it is still there.
Yeah, The Counted used to be one, and I can only find an article that references the data, but it seems to have stopped in 2016 for some reason. Perhaps it was, I don't know, but there is no website.
Further, this website has some more interesting breakdowns. It also has like a heat map where it plays the entire year from start to finish, and it shows you pop, pop, pop all over the map, like where all the police killings are happening, which is pretty wild.
As a compliment to your, and I don't mean, you know, yes, thank you, you did a good job on bringing it there. That's not what I mean by a compliment. Mm-hmm. But this from prisonpolicy.org, mm-hmm. published June 5th of 2020, there's no question that the number of police killings of civilians in the U.S. who are disproportionately black and other people of color are the result of policies and practices that enable and even encourage police violence. Compared to police in other wealthy countries, American police kill civilians at an incredibly high rate.
That's correct, yeah.
In the United States, this is number of people killed by law enforcement per 10 million in the most recent year. So if this was published in 2020, this is probably 2019 numbers, would be 33.5 per 10 million mm-hmm. in the United States.
Nothing else is even close.
Nothing else is even close. Canada's next with 9.8.
Now, this is in quote-unquote democracies or wealthy countries.
Wealthy, yeah. Other wealthy countries is what this is labeled. Yeah. So
they've only killed like 10 in Japan.
Zero in Iceland.
No, yep. Actually, on this chart, Japan,
Iceland has only had one police killing in history, as mm-hmm. far as I know.
On this chart, Germany comes in at 1.3 per 10 million. England and Wales comes in at a half a person per 10 million. And Japan comes in at 0.2, two-tenths of a person.
I gotta say, I feel sorry. What country was that with a half?
England and Wales.
I feel sorry for that guy, because they only half killed him. Then he had to limp around. You know. At least put him out of his misery. Finish your business if you're going to do it.
Ian, you were saying?
There was just other interesting statistics on here from 2020. There were only 18 days in the year where police did not kill someone.
They must have been on vacation. Don't they get like 3 weeks?
Blacks are three times more likely to be killed by the police
than
white people, and 1.3 times more likely to be unarmed as compared to white people.
Also surprise.
You're five times...
Maybe there's a relationship there. Maybe they're more likely to be killed because they're less likely to be armed.
You are five times more likely to be killed by police in Oklahoma than you are in Georgia, apparently. And there's no accountability. 98.3% of killings by police from 2013 through 2020 have not resulted in officers being charged with a crime. Now, remember, that's only if the officer is charged. There's even fewer cases where the officers are actually convicted of a crime.
But the egregious thing is them not getting charged. Because that means is prosecutors who do anything but prosecute police will tell you, I can indict a ham sandwich.
Sure.
That is a traditional phrase. But not just a conviction, because the conviction isn't entirely in their hands. But any prosecutor who wants an indictment is going to get an indictment. And the reason they're not getting indictments off these people, they are throwing these trials.
But
I'll tell you what, I would like to do an experiment. Somebody should take one of those killer cops, slice them thin, put them on bread, see if they can indict them then. Because they say they can do a ham sandwich.
Is that a sliced pork sandwich? you mentioned 2019, the United States had 1,099, right?
That's what the website you're looking at said.
No, but you had mentioned it as well. And so, just for comparison, no other country on this list is even in triple digits. So if the United States
are only the quote-unquote wealthy countries, however.
Right. But if the United States killed police officers killed 1,099 people, next on the list is Canada at 36.
Okay, so we're always talking about the problems. Oh God, look how bad it is. Oh God, look how bad it is. Now this is a time when it's a good idea to talk about what can you do, and there are answers to that now.
Bayani.
One answer that I'm devoting myself full time is cell 411. What if you get pulled over and you're in enough cells that you push that button and 20 of your closest friends come out of the woodwork before they can beat you like a red-headed stepchild? That's an improvement.
That is definitely something that I have a high degree of interest in, Nobody. Thank you for your efforts on that. 603-283-6160. What happens when you call the cops?
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. Pay $35 per month per line with AutoPay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply. At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now,
both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live. If you're a first-time listener, you've just tuned in, you can find out all about us at freetalklive.com. Some of the radio stations that carry the program do not carry us 7 days a week, but we do broadcast 7 days a week. So if you like the show, you like the characters, you like the content that we bring, you can listen to us online over at freetalklive.com or at lrn.fm. We also broadcast across a whole bunch of social media channels. How many do we got now? 8, 9, 10?
Social media? I have no idea.
Didn't you
talk about the video channels?
Yeah, you just added a bunch of video channels.
Yeah, I don't consider those to be social media, although some of them have chat rooms associated, so I guess it's kind of social. But yeah, we're on like 5 or 6 different video
systems. We're all over the place. We're worldwide on the web. So if you do want to call on the show, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody with a little bit of hope for humanity. The next time you're arguing with a socialist about, no, the current system is socialism. No, the current system is capitalism. No, the current system is socialism. Which we frequently, that's what the arguments devolve into.
Indeed.
It gives me hope to reflect that at least both sides of that fight are smart enough to hate the system we have.
That's a good point.
They both want to get rid of it. And the reality is it doesn't really matter that much what the other guys want to do after the Boogaloo or what you want to do after the Boogaloo, because the reality is the world's going to turn out where the way it turns out, and neither you nor I are going to have much impact on what happens to the world. What we're going to have some impact on is what happens in our immediate area.
Mm-hmm.
So if Vermont goes social and secedes, and New Hampshire goes capitalist and secedes, I'm all for it. And as a matter of fact, I would probably voluntarily show up and work with their militia if, for example, the feds were trying to take them back and not take us back for some reason. Maybe they're not good. Good riddance to those damn capitalists.
Yeah, there oftentimes seems to be a competition, or at least it appears to me that there's a competition amongst libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists even, that I'm more X than you are, right? I'm more libertarian than you are because my philosophy is blah, blah, blah. And it, you know,
that's why I want to take over the Pirate Party. Because people are always, oh, you're not a real libertarian. You're not a real libertarian. But if people say, you're not a real pirate, you just say, arr.
I always say to these folks, look, we agree that the state is something that needs to go away, right? Mm-hmm. And generally they go, yep, as long as they're a voluntarist, anarchist, or libertarian. And so my bit then is just, well, let's get to that point first. And then we can figure out all the subgenres of, you know, music.
You know how you could actually finance?
Are you pointing your finger gun at me?
I'm pointing my finger gun at you.
Right. No, I don't.
I'm talking to you.
What was the question?
One way, this would be an interesting way to finance the Pirate Party. There's a pirate coin.
With booty?
There's a pirate coin out there. At 30 cents. Or something like that. So here's what you do. You buy like $50,000 worth of that coin, and then basically the rest of financing the party just comes down to getting all the members of the party to convince other people to use that coin to increase demand for it and thereby magnify this investment that you've put into the Pirate Party. So basically, it's a way of doing part of a little bit of your financing up front, and then continuing to finance in very small amounts by just spending it like you would Bitcoin Cash. And by doing that, you could make that organization actually powerful if you can get enough people on board.
Ladies and gentlemen, nobody with today's coin advice.
Nobody thinks of things like this.
We'll talk more about what we were talking about, which is police, And, in fact, we have a caller. His name is Steve, calling from North Carolina. Steve, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Steve.
What's on your mind?
Hey, so going back to that conversation we were having before the break about some of the police things, I think an important part of this is that the prosecutors a lot of times charge these police with crimes that they know damn well they're not going to get a conviction on. I mean, you look at what's going on in Minnesota right now. They're not going to get a third-degree murder charge on Chauvin. I mean, the Minnesota law just doesn't add up. It's not going to work. So Chauvin's probably going to walk, and it's not going to matter because they over-prosecuted him, and that's why he's going to get off. In all likelihood, he'll get off scot-free.
And that's not an accident. That's not an accident. These prosecutors are professionals.
That's an important part of the conversation, no?
Huh?
It's an important part of the conversation, though.
It is.
It's not necessarily that the cops are always walking scot-free because they've got buddies in high places. Well, yes, that absolutely does happen.
But it was a buddy in a high place who decided to overcharge him, so he got off.
Well,
that's the way of war is deception. You know, when you are large, you appear small. When you're small, appear large.
In the case of Minnesota, they're overcharging him to meet popular demand. They think that they can win the masses over by overcharging this guy. Well, and in reality, it's probably going to end up in a hung jury or some sort of total acquittal. And it's only going to upset people more. So it's just it's a mess.
Well, what I'd like to know is whether Wisconsin has an open murder statute.
It's Minnesota.
Minnesota has an open murder statute. Open murder is basically you charge someone with homicide, but you don't even speculate as to what the degree is. That becomes a matter for the jury.
Oh.
So then, basically, you get as much as you can sell. If a statute like that exists in Wisconsin, that is certainly what the cop should have been charged under, because you never know what juries are going to do with cops. There are some deluded souls out there that genuinely love these monsters.
Well, I think, that's definitely the case. But I think more times than not, you see, especially with public cases like all of these, a lot of these things that have gone on over the past couple of years that happen to be white officer on African-American male, the prosecution overcharges so that they can try to make a big deal out of it, and it normally ends up blowing up.
Okay, can we keep this guy for next segment?
Yeah, you want to hang on, Steve?
Yeah.
See you. All right, cool. I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll have more about this coming up on Free Talk Live. It's Minnesota, not Wisconsin, just to be clear to our audience. Even though their accents are very similar. Don't you know they're here?
They're like next to each other.
We get two or three of them together and they talk the same.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says, don't come. That's the message from President Biden Tuesday as the Department of Homeland Security estimates that the number of attempted illegal crossings at the southern border will reach the highest level in more than 20 years. In an interview with ABC News, the president telling migrants not to make the journey to the border.
I can say quite clearly, don't come. And what we're in the process of getting set up, don't leave your town or city or community.
Biden also said that the current surge could be worse than the one in 2019 that prompted the Trump administration's policies to clamp down on the border. And a report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the result of November's presidential election. The report says Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. It does say that neither country attempted to interfere with election infrastructure. This is USA Radio News. An argument over money from stimulus payments led to four deaths in Indiana. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Four members of an East Indianapolis family were shot and killed Saturday, leading officers on a day-long manhunt to find the suspect and his six-month-old child. He's being accused of kidnapping. Marion County Sheriff's Department spokesperson tells 13 WTHR the public is why the suspect was found so quickly.
I do believe that the community has played a role. They've been giving us information, and that's what's important. Our community sticks together, and our community has done what we've been urging them to do for a while. Contact us. Give us the information.
The suspect, 25-year-old Malik Halfaker, was found about 5 miles from the shooting and was arrested Sunday. The six-month-old was also found unharmed. It is being reported by the TV outlet Family members aged 7, 23, 35, and 44 were killed over stimulus check money. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our triumphant return to the radio airwaves, as well as internet streams and some satellite channels.
We're back the same day we left.
We're back! Yes, it's only been 4 minutes since you last heard us, unless, of course, you're just tuning in which case, you're in the right place for Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show program where you can take control of the airwaves. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we were having...
Or what's left of him.
We were having a discussion with a caller from North Carolina about the Chauvin trial, and the he wanted to comment on more on what that means as far as the police goes and how it relates to our conversation earlier.
Okay.
Steve, you are back on, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just want to make sure you're there. Go ahead, nobody.
Do you remember what his point was when he was getting off the air? Because he said something, and I remember wanting to answer it.
Let's ask him ourselves. Steve, do you remember your point?
Yeah, we were talking about overcharging. I mean, I think it's clear that Keith Ellison's goal in Minnesota is either to get this guy convicted, that'll be great, or let him walk so that all hell will break loose. And to me, it seems like the latter, because what they've charged Chauvin with, I don't think they'll find a jury that will charge him without any reasonable doubt based on some of the evidence that the defense has. And I've been watching the jury selection all last week and then today. I don't see it happening. And I think in this case, he's probably going to walk, and then it'll be another situation of a cop not getting charged for a death. But they were not. I don't think the intent is ever to charge.
It depends.
I don't see him getting charged.
I think it depends on how they watch that video, though. If it does end up to trial, because the thing is, what I picked up from that was that he intended to kill him from the beginning. I don't know why, but he looked He looked like a guy who was trying to kill a guy, to me. Everything in his behavior. He knew this cat. He knew this cat. They worked together at a bar. So I don't know. I think it could be any number of things, but I think there's more to the story because everything in that guy's manner and attitude and the way he was dealing with things and just staring off into the crowd like, yeah, I'm just waiting for this guy to die. I don't know. It creeped me out is what it did.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with, I think, the majority of folks who think this guy needs to be, you know, some form of justice needs to occur here.
Never going
to
happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
This, this whole thing's set up.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think anything's going to happen. It also occurs to me, as a tangent, that anybody who supports this guy is a chauvinist.
Yeah, I think it's definitely true in this case.
Probably a chauvinist pig.
So many other cases where police have clearly done something violent and uncalled for, and if you get charges, you know they're almost never going to stick. You know they're going to be reduced. You know they're not going to get found convicted or guilty of that, which is why, you know, a fraction of the police who are even ever charged, which most police are never charged, as we learned earlier, but a fraction of those who are charged are ever found guilty. It's almost impossible. So they just do these things just to try to assuage people, try to make it look like, well, we're doing something. Well, we tried. We charged him.
Well, the system, I guess, is imperfect.
They spend millions on a trial, and it'd be much easier for the family to spend $50,000 and just get it fixed.
Steve?
So the question is, though, who's responsible for this? Because, right, Keith Ellison is I would think, would want there to not be a conviction for political purposes.
You just reminded me what you wanted. What I wanted to talk about, which is that I've been following police brutality for a long time, for like 10 years, okay? And I've been following it not with an eye to color, because that's not really my issue, although I've changed my position on that. There was a time when I would not have been, when I looked askance at like Black Lives Matter, and I don't anymore. You know, I understand now why they specify black. But the thing is, I've been watching reports of police brutality, and the first thing that you notice about them is they always get buried by the media. Okay? And that went on for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 4 years ago, all of a sudden, the media started covering killings by police,
right,
which they would normally just sweep under the carpet. But the kicker was, I was watching this happen for years, and it always happened to all races of people. And it continued happening to all races of people. But when the media decided to suddenly start talking about it for a minute, when it served their propaganda purposes,
mm-hmm.
The only ones they talked about were black. And they deliberately created the illusion that this is entirely a black problem when Duncan Lemp is just as dead.
Right.
You know? And but at the same time, I understand why they feel the need to hear Black Lives Matter, because we said all men are created equal and we didn't include them. And then we said liberty and justice for all and we didn't include them. So sooner or later, it's fair for them to say, hey, do you mind just letting me know if all includes black folks this time? That's a reasonable question to ask, because although you're not morally responsible for the acts of your ancestors, as a matter of reputation, you also can't escape that, yes, people will associate you with your ancestors no matter who you are.
Your thoughts, Steve?
No, totally, and I'm right up with you there on Black Lives Matter and that whole thing. So the real question is now with Chauvin, is this guy even get a fair trial? Because to me, it seems like now with the $27 million payoff to the family,
guilty or innocent, he's not going to get a fair trial because everybody, myself included, has made their mind up about this account based on their politics. And so the question is, can they stack the jury right wing or do they stack the jury left wing? Voidier is going to tell the tale. Huh?
I mean, he, no matter what you think of the guy, he should be given a fair trial. What do you do in a situation where you can't give somebody a fair trial? That's a question that I haven't heard anybody talk about.
That's a good question.
I mean, if I was in that situation and I had to do it, I'd just have to remember that when they took me, I didn't get a fair trial either, so screw them.
Okay, so eye for eye, tooth for tooth?
Huh?
Eye for eye, tooth for tooth?
So eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
Well, I didn't declare war on them. They declared war on me, and to me, when one falls, it's just one, enemy soldier down.
Hey,
you know,
today,
because
Steve.
They will continue to harm me until somebody either makes them stop, either by firing them or otherwise.
I mean, it happens frequently when there's a highly publicized case, and it goes to jury. I mean, are any of those trials fair? What is a fair trial? What's the definition of a fair trial? What does the state think a definition of a fair trial is? Because I'm sure it's different than my definition.
Yeah, well, their definition is all the money they can steal from the whole state against how much money one guy can raise.
Mm-hmm. Thanks again for the call, Steve. We appreciate it. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. We've got more of tonight's Monday Night Edition coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We might not be able to get you in. We've got some calls on hold, but save that number. We're on seven nights a week here at Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody. Can I do a brief commercial?
No.
Okay, fine.
I've got to double up here on a couple of things. ForkFest 2021 is coming up. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge.
By the way, you mentioned the Porcupine Freedom Festival there. They're putting out news that they have more tickets sold to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year already than sold in total in the year 2020. So it looks like the Porcupine Freedom Festival is going to be very well attended with over 1,000 tickets already sold. That, I think, is going to bode well for ForkFest because ForkFest has no tickets and it's the week after. So it should be a big year for ForkFest.
And if it continues to go as it has been, this is going to be a very good year because we went through some rough spots for a few years there. And now it's like everybody's just there to have fun. Nobody seems to care about any of it anymore.
All you got
to
do is reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? If you are planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters on the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party. Also, I need to say thank you to Liberty is Life. Liberty is Life is a silver-level amplifier for this radio program that you're listening to. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, it's somebody who contributes a dollar amount on a monthly basis to help get this radio program that you're listening to right now onto more radio stations. We're currently on 185 or so stations. Mm-hmm. We could be on 200. We could be on 250 stations. It's all up to you. Please consider contributing to us over at amp.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5 a month. You can contribute more. There's a couple different levels, and you get some neat perks for your contributions. So please visit amp.freetalklive.com. And thanks again to Liberty is Life. We appreciate you supporting what we do here. Let's go right away to your calls, and we have Richard, who's calling from Florida. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I been listening since like 2004 or something.
Thanks.
And I really miss Mark.
Don't you need to
show.
Sleep?
Like he always put a I don't know, just a different perspective that wasn't so I don't know, rooted
libertarian.
Just like people walking around the town, you know, like with cameras.
Mark is still around, just not as frequently. He does what I call gallivanting. He goes from place to place. He's searching for places where, you know, men might consider themselves more free. And so,
well, you can tell
the men are men and the sheep are scared.
Kind of sad.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you both. You were talking at the same time.
Go ahead, Richard.
It just seems like Mark's kind of breaking away because, like, the way the direction is going just isn't really...
What direction?
Well, the whole direction is just becoming this...
His direction is away from here.
Direction of what?
Well, the direction that the radio show is... And because I had listened for a few years, and I just tuned back in, and...
So you haven't been listening since 2004.
It just seems like the direction is just focused on this Free State thing, which it's not working, and like
that's ridiculous. We don't talk about the Free State very often on Free Talk.
No,
I mean, it does come up.
The New Hampshire thing.
I don't think it's any more focused on New Hampshire than it ever has been, sir.
Well, right, but if I were to move there, my property taxes would be like tenfold.
Yeah, it's not for you.
Okay. If that was the case with me, I mean, I solved the problem by, I'm working on solving that problem by, other means.
Sperling really needs to step into
the
studio.
Is,
like,
would
you guys need to have Cy Sperling step in there?
I don't know who that is.
And,
let me get a word in, bro.
Yeah, hang on, Richard.
Let me answer you.
Okay.
The bottom line is, if my property tax would go up tenfold for being here, and it certainly has not, and certainly my overall tax burden is much lower than it's ever been, for various reasons. But the other thing is, but if it was 10 times more, I would pay that to live in a society where there was at least an identifiable subset of people who, when I say the government sucks, don't argue with me. Oh my God! The greatest joy on earth is finding the community where you can be a moderate.
Richard, go ahead.
You can find that in other places. Like, I got that around here, and my property tax bill
got
to pay at the end of the month is $529 for the whole year.
When's the last time that there were two major anarchist events in your area and you had to decide which one to go to?
In the Florida Panhandle, like we don't have like hippie concerts, but we go fishing without licenses and all sorts of stuff. Like
yeah,
I grow food
see,
all year
we
round.
We have 2,000
like,
person
have a
gatherings.
Year-round garden there.
We have 2,000 person gatherings. You know, it's a little bit. It's
not regularly, and
well, yes, regularly,
time.
Regularly and for decades. Pork fest.
You're wearing
no,
masks.
Never hit 2,000.
Your businesses are shut down.
I'm not wearing a mask. Yeah. I did wear a Guy Fawkes mask.
Get a clue, bro. I mean, if you're going to call into the show and talk crap,
no,
you should at least know what you're talking about.
I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm just trying to say, like, I miss Mark's influence on the show because I really
felt that. Thank you for being the program director. You have a good night.
Here we go.
I mean, if there was a good dynamic, like, neither of us are going to fight with you the way Mark does. Because we agree a lot more.
I don't agree with you about using violence against the state, and I bring it up almost every time you go there. So,
oh, it's true.
You
this is
have
true,
a fight,
and that's
that.
why I keep going there. It's important to have different viewpoints. But I think that's the one thing that people miss about Mark is he kind of, even though he technically, I don't think he was a minarchist, he was always willing to play devil's advocate.
Hmm. I think he actually was a minarchist for a very long time.
Well, he might be playing devil's advocate because he's a devil. But.
And he still has some of those views.
Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
To infinity and beyond. That's what my taxes would go from New Mexico to anywhere because I pay zero.
Don't pay them.
That's great. How can other people also pay zero?
Well, you can start a church.
I'm sorry, I was asking David.
No. Let me answer. All you got to do is move to New Mexico and live in a typical New Mexican house in a rural area, and your property tax will be basically zero, if not zero.
Once again, everybody just wants people to move to where they live as though, you know, that's not already been going on here.
I didn't say to do that. I'm just giving you math. Anyway, it's not what I called about.
I'd much rather be surrounded by anarchists.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of anarchists around here, but that's not what I called about. I called to display how they roll. So this guy TJ Trout on this radio, for instance, today he had the judge Roderick Kennedy on again. I discovered that just like UNM law professor Joshua Kastenberg, who is a regular twice weekly guest on the TJ Trout show on KKOB Radio in New Mexico, so is retired judge Roderick Kennedy. He's now part of the.
Do I know who any of these people are?
Thanks for the call, David. It's a big club, and you ain't in it, David.
Yeah,
specifically. So,
I don't get the taxonomy of the members. They're just a bunch of scumbags.
David's point is that with whatever he's dealing with these folks, is that there's a big club that he's not in, and they're all literally working against him. The radio stations that don't allow him to call are, whoever runs the show is buddies with the prosecutor or the chief of police involved in his case, et cetera, and so on. It is a big club, and he's not in it.
Yeah, and, that is... On a wider scale, that's certainly what we see politically. Is they align every segment of society against liberty, and it is very organized.
As a matter of fact, we are out of time for today. If you missed any part of our program, you can find it over at freetalklive.com in our archive section. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Peace.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.